Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it. I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Robbie Dillmore here, your host today for Truth Talk Live, powered by the Truth Network. And as we've talked about, our vision for this live show is that you, the callers, right, the listeners of Truth Talk Live, would be the stars of the show. Of course, we always want God to be the ultimate star of the show, but, you know, your reflection of Him, your testimonies, and real cool. We had a really wonderful prayer request that came in at one of the shows that we did this week. I would love to pray with you. If you had something you wanted to pray about, your views on current events, all those kind of things, this is your show, and we want it to be your show. 866-348-7884. That's what we're talking about. It's powered by the Truth Network, because you guys listening are the Truth Network. And so it's your opportunity to share your voice, what God's teaching you. And so we want to do that. Of course, I'm Robbie Dillmore. So later today, probably at the bottom of the hour, you're going to have the Dillmore's Dad Joke Digest. And of course, you don't want to miss that. It's coming up, and we got quotables that are coming up in just a minute. But today's actual topic, right, is we're looking at one of the last, in fact, it will be the last Truth Talk show that we will do, Truth Talk Live, in 2024. Live, excuse me, 2023, I'm being corrected by my guest, who's, we actually have a whole studio audience. Was really cool. But anyway, here's the question. I want you to think about this. How big a priority is your Bible plan? In other words, your daily time with the Bible for 2024. How big a priority is that for you? And what does that reading time look like in your life? How do you organize it? Where do you go? What has worked for you? And what would you tell somebody that was their first time, you know, on this flight plan, so to speak? How would you encourage them to start or to take off? You know, what worked for you? What was your original story? Because there's probably people listening right now that have never done that. They've never spent that hour in the Word, whatever that may look like. You know, how would you do it differently perhaps in 2024? So that is today's topic. And to help me out, I have one of my favorite people I know spends a great deal of time there, because we get a chance to talk about it every month, because he is the host of Date the Word. And nobody has more fun than me and Dr. Carson when we're in here recording those, and we get to talk about the Word, because both of us are big. This is our life source, yes. Right, Dr. Carson?
Yes, it's our life source. If it wasn't for God's Word, I would have perished in my iniquity. Psalms 119:92. I have to have His Word. Jeremiah said, "Your words were found, and I ate them, and they became the joy to my soul, the delight of my soul." So, yes, you and I just love to be in the Word and talking about the Word today, and what we're going to be doing as we hit 2024 about being in the Word. So the Word gets in us, and then the Word can come out of us.
Right. And so it really was, if somebody would say, Robbie, what's the two best pieces of advice you ever got from anybody in your whole life? If you had somebody isolate that for you, what would those two be? Well, actually, number one on the hit parade for Robbie Dillmore came from Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. I'd bought the series, The Power of Positive Thinking, which cost me $100 for the tape set because I was too lazy to read. And I'd spent all this money to get The Power of Positive Thinking because I wanted to sell more cars. That was my whole mission in buying this tape set. And the very first thing it said coming out of the chute is, I'm listening to the thing, it says, if you want to have the positive mental attitude, then the first thing you need to do is get up an hour earlier every morning and read the Bible. And when you do, you need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to interpret it for you, because otherwise you'll never understand it. And I went, you got to be kidding me. I spent $100 for somebody to tell me that I got to read this old book. And that somehow, but it changed. Like, what that did, that piece of advice that at the time I thought was absolutely insane.
Yep.
There's no putting any price to treasure that he put in my heart, that God continues to deposit treasure in every single day of my life, and the intimacy and all the joy that I've spent there is just absolutely incredible. And so I know that I am not standing alone in this, and you know you're not alone in that either, right, Dr. Carson?
Oh,
so
absolutely.
What does that look like in your life, right? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUE. So we have some quotables here for you. I like this. We can hear from some people that, you know, aren't so alive anymore on the earth. They're up in heaven and they're looking down saying, I'm glad they're still quoting me. Anyway. So anyway, here you go. Billy Graham. He said, if you're ignorant of God's word, you'll always be ignorant of God's will.
Oh, that's good. That's so good.
And because
God's word reveals God's will for our lives.
And he is. Jesus and the word, they're the same deal. I like what Jane Johnson said.
Okay.
She said, I could simply share with you the treasure I've uncovered, but I'd rather give you the treasure map.
The treasure map.
That's what it is, right?
God's word, a manual.
And, right. That's what Dr. Norman Vincent Peale did for me. He gave me the map that was literally the treasure. So, and Bill Bright, oh my goodness, listen to this quote. I love this quote. I'd never heard it before. The wings of an airplane represent the life of every believer. One wing represents the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The other wing represents the word of God. Just as a plane cannot fly without both wings, neither can the believer in Christ without both of those wings. How cool is that?
And spirit.
Right. And my all-time favorite on the list, Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, some people like to read so many Bible chapters every day. I would not dissuade them from that practice, but I'd rather lay my soul a soak in a half a dozen verses all day rather than rinse my hand in several chapters. Oh, to be bathed in a text of Scripture and to let it be sucked up into your very soul till it saturates your heart, right?
Yeah.
And your Jeremiah scripture that you would...
Spurgeon spoke from Jeremiah 15:16 about eating God's Word. He said, you want to eat God's Word until your whole bloodline is bibline. And so it's not so much that you just read, but that you read with some with concentration. And I love that about Spurgeon. Dive into that one verse and just let it then saturate your soul, that it becomes a part of you.
Right. And I know that you're listening saying, this is how I feel. This is what I do. This is, well, good.
That's give us a call.
Oh, yeah, 866-348-7884. Remember, your call, your brave call, could set off lots of calls, and we would love for the show to be all about you. So you call us, 866-348-7884. We'll be right back.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live, and we are live today on the, I think it's New Year's Eve, am I right, Dr. Carson?
I think that's right.
So,
yeah.
And I think biblically speaking, that's the 29th of December. So today's topic on Truth Talk Live is, how big a priority is your Bible plan for 2024, right? What does that reading time look like in your life? How would you encourage? I love this question. I really do. Like, this person says, well, I've never read the Bible. Well, right. How should I have? And maybe you've had that question asked you. I've had it asked me many times. Well, Rob, you know, I listened to you talk today, and I'm thinking about reading through the Bible. How should I do it? What order should I do it? What are your thoughts? 866-348-7884. I know people that love to do it chronologically.
Yep.
And I know people like Dr. Carson, who has a very, you know, scientific approach to this thing. Like, Dr. Carson, what would you say to that person?
Well, First off, there are numerous ways to read through your Bible, to read portions of your Bible. There's no question. So there's not a, you must do it this way or else. But I do believe it's important to have some type of plan. Joe Paterno, I think, said, failure to plan is planning to fail. So whether we're going to plan for the whole year or we're just going to plan for January the 1st, there needs to be some plan that you're thinking on. Great intentions end up failing when we don't come up with something we called intentionality. So what are we going to read? And there is, you can read through your Bible simply by reading three chapters a day, five on Sunday. That's the Dr. Jerry Falwell method. You read three chapters a day and five on Sunday, you're going to read through your Bible in a year. I have suggested to people through the years that there's certain books of the Bible we want to saturate ourselves with. And I worked with college students, so I'm big on Proverbs because it was written really for young people. I write unto you that some person who's young will get knowledge and discretion. So reading Proverbs one chapter a day that matches whatever that number is on the calendar. So here's January 1, you're reading Proverbs 1. Here's January 31st, you're reading Proverbs 31. Read Psalms. That's 150 chapters. Well, that's 150 days. Read one chapter a day there. Your New Testament, it's got 260 chapters. All right, read one chapter a day, 5 days a week. That means Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. Well, if you don't read, it's okay. Or you can catch up. Sometimes we miss, so then we catch up. But then five chapters a week gets you through the New Testament. So I give ideas like that. So, hey, do we have a caller?
Well, we're hoping they're wanting to stay anonymous. So that's okay.
Okay.
But you know, just like Dr. Carson has one way of doing it, things. Yep. You know, he's obviously worked with a lot of students, a lot of folks. You know, I have a little different angle. All right, because you know, like so many things in my life, I like to have certain rules, right? And so the first rule, in my opinion, absolute rule, are you getting this, Logan? The rule for Bible study, never violate this rule. I would tell my granddaughter this. Have fun.
Have fun.
So if you're not excited, like, yes. Oh man, I get to this morning to go into this,
yeah,
then you're not on the right plan, okay? You just because I can assure you, I don't get up at the time of morning I get up, and I'm not even going to discuss that because people think I'm nuts, but it's okay. I get up at that time because I'm like, oh my gosh, I can hardly wait, right?
Yeah.
That and because I know that the plan that God's given me, I'm very excited because I know he's going to take me places like Star Trek, man, where no man has gone before.
Yeah.
And so that's just absolutely crucial, right?
Well, you take the idea of Psalms 119:18, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things from your law. So it is, there's an excitement when we look for, you know, I work with date the word. Well, the D of date is to delight.
Right.
This is something that I find great joy in. Psalms 1, blessed is man who doesn't walk in the way of the world, we'll just shorten it, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Well, with that mindset that you just said, we're coming to God's word, I can't wait to see what God has for me to learn because he wants to shape my life, change my life.
See how excited he gets?
Oh, you
know,
yes.
That's how that goes. But you know, in Psalm 16, it says, in his presence,
yes.
Show us the path of life, right? In his presence.
Yes.
Fullness of joy at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. So if that's not your experience and you're in the middle of Isaiah and you're just like bogged down, like say, God,
open my eyes.
You know, prayer is a very dynamic. What Bill Bright said. Yeah. Ask the Holy Spirit, where can we go that can renew the joy that I had in what I was reading, and it's critical to the equation. Is prayer?
Yes.
Is like God, and then there's this, and this is another Robbie thing that I delight in. Okay, is that I think the whole idea of discipleship is to have great questions. So you're reading that verse. What is it that doesn't make sense to you? Like, if you really look at that, you know, you've read it 15 times, but you know, I never did know what that word meant. Or, you know, that little part right there, like, let's just take, for example, the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, right? Have you ever noticed those names? They're like in Greek. And if you're Robbie, man, it's all Greek to me. I mean, it's just like Greek. And I'm like, what's up with these names? Because they don't match up at all with what you saw in the Old Testament, right? That, you know, what's up with these names? And so my immediate question, who is this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
And then with that question, you should see the way that they pronounce Uzziah in Greek. It's crazy. It's like E-Z-E-S-A-I. It's like, what the heck is that? Hmm. And so by just simply having a disciple question, like, what does that mean? And then, oh, look who that is. And look at his story. Yeah. Because if you go into Chronicles and Kings and look who Uzziah really was, and you go, oh, man, look at this. And after that, he still got to be one of Jesus' granddads? Like, really?
Well, Scripture tells us that these guys from the old were for our example. You know, and you mentioned questions. If you don't mind, I'll throw a few out. When I'm reading God's Word, I want to know, is there a promise to claim? Sometimes God gives me a promise to claim that I can say, okay, God, your word says.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Is there a warning that I need to pay attention to?
Let's stay on the promises.
Oh, man. You want to stay on the promises.
Like guys, they're huge.
Okay.
Because if you're like me,
yes,
and you've got kids, right? And aren't you always concerned like, man, oh, Lord, help them to get a taste for you? Like there are so many promises when you're reading the word that you'll find about your family, about your household,
right,
about these things, man. And when you read those, like they're in my notes. I'm writing it down, God, and right here you have it.
Yes.
And I'm holding on to it, you know, in faith, even though I don't see it the way that I would like to.
Yeah.
Right? And, oh, man, we got to go to a break. You can tell how excited we are, but we are looking for your excitement. Please call us. I would love to hear your story. 866-348-7884. We might even hear from Logan here shortly. He is a tremendous Kane fan, from what I understand. Just got to see a game the other night. He's here in the studio with us. So exciting. We'll be right back.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live today. We're so excited to talk about something we couldn't be more excited about.
Absolutely.
How big a priority is your Bible plan for 2024? And what does that reading time look like in your life? How would you encourage someone who's taken off on their very first flight? We want you to call in with your ideas. We would love to hear them. 866-348-7884. I think you'd find people of like mind here, but we do have Rachel is in Greenville, Ohio. So Rachel, welcome to Truth Talk Live. What you got for us?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Rachel, you're on the air here with Truth Talk Live. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Excited to hear what you have for us.
So I just got in the car to go pick up my daughter from work, and it said you guys were excited to hear people's stories, and I was like, hey, I'll call in again, and I got through on the very first time. That's crazy.
I love it. Yes, we're glad you did. So tell us how that works out in your life.
Well, so I've been to church my whole life. My dad's a Baptist minister. I got married right out of school, moved to Arizona. I've listened to music and sermons and everything my whole life, and honestly, I never understood a word. And last year, last year, I met an older couple. I was buying their mower from them. Mind you, I was going to have surgery on my right knee because I tore my meniscus.
Mm.
And I went to buy the mower from them, and they immediately knew something was wrong. They got down on their knees and started praying. And I felt warm and cold. I was laughing. I was crying. I couldn't even talk about it for months, to be honest. even though I'd been in church my whole life. And once I could finally say that that was God, it has opened me up to a whole new world of love and peace and restoration of faith. And when I go to church, I almost cry every song because I hear the words. I hear and understand the words that I heard my whole life and had no clue what they were saying. And I just love him. And I hope and pray that everyone can actually hear the sermons and hear the hymnals because, you know, he is amazing. And I just want everyone to feel him and know how real he is. And there's miracles every day.
What an amazing testimony, Rachel. What a beautiful thing. And I can't tell you, it just makes my day to hear that. And I think that once the Holy Spirit comes and starts to show us those things, we take it for granted. And your story just tells me, you know, what a gift I have, because how many people are out there that don't know what those words mean, that don't know what those songs mean, that don't know that.
I'm 41 years old. And I know all the words and I know all the melodies and never understood a bit of it.
And now Jesus is coming
alive. Once your
alive,
heart opens up, yeah, once your heart opens up to it, there is a whole world. I feel him every day. I see eagles all the time. I see all the little miracles. He makes me laugh every day because I'll do something stupid, and he saves me from really getting hurt because I'm super klutzy. And I'll be like, oh, I see you. Thank you, Lord. And before, I dismissed that. Anytime that something good happened or even bad that taught me a lesson, I dismissed that. So every pain and everything that I have been through in my life, it was all for a lesson to make me who I am today, give me the soul that I have. And you know, I've brought three people to church now.
Oh,
there you go.
Multiplication. That's the way that works. So do you still stay in touch with the couple that helped you out?
I do, and this is kind of something else. My phone broke, so I didn't have their address. I didn't have their phone number. I didn't have anything anymore. And I didn't know, I'm not, you know, about geography at all. I'm not one of those gals.
Right.
So I was actually going to a friend's house one night, and I was coming through this town, and I'm like, this is their town. This is their town. I remember it. And the weirdest, it was the Lord. I still have a problem saying it, you know, I know it's him, but so I made every single turn. There was like six turns to get to their house once I realized that I was in the same city that these people are in. And I swear it went right through the neighborhood and brought me to their house, and I knocked on their door and I said, this is what you did for me.
Wow.
That's a beautiful, wow, just a beautiful, amazing, amazing story. I can't tell you how that makes my day, Rachel. Absolutely spectacular. How about you, Dr. Carson?
Just hearing her talk about the presence of God is alive in her life, and he's alive in our lives. We should every moment be looking for how God is working. He is with us.
Absolutely.
And he never leaves us, never forsakes us. And in the great moments, he's right there. In those deepest, most painful moments, he's right there. He may be quiet, but he's not away from us.
Yeah, Rachel, I know you've...
He's never quiet, though, once you start listening and hearing. He's never quiet. He's so loud.
That's so beautiful. Rachel, thank you so much for calling in today. I can't tell you what it means to us. God bless you. And you have a happy new year in that new pursuit of yours.
Yes. Happy new year, Rachel.
Of course, thank you. And thank you for... I'm not a good Bible reader because I don't read too well, but I listen to sermons. And J.D. Greer, I love you. You're amazing. You're one of my favorite pastors on there. You all are an inspiration every day and help me become a better person. So keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much.
You too, Rachel. God bless you. Thank you so much. You have a great day. All right. So how about you? We would love to hear your story. Right? You heard Rachel. You know how encouraging it was when you heard she came alive. Well, you need your be calling 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Well, you know, we got to do some dad jokes. As good as it was, but we don't have another call yet. So when we get that call, we're going to go to you. But meanwhile, you got to go through this. So Dillmore's Dad Joke Digest. Nick, it's time.
Here it comes.
And now time for Dillmore's Dad Joke Digest. Your opportunity to call in and share the joke you always wanted me to hear. Call now, 866-348-7884 with your dad joke, 866-348-7884. Call now.
So we have all sorts of interesting Bible reading jokes for you, dad jokes, that we're going to see how well you've been studying, Nick and Dr. Carson. We even have Logan. Feel free to chime in if you know the answer to this one. I only believe 12.5% of the Bible. I guess that makes me what? If I believe 12.5% of the Bible, that makes me a what, Nick? You got any idea?
I don't. I'm trying to think. 12.5%
of the Bible. Yeah, they got their calculators out here. Yeah. Well, here's what it makes me. An atheist.
An atheist.
An eighth theist. Wow. It makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So I just read a book that compares the different versions of the Bible. And I don't know if you noticed it, Dr. Carson, but there was a lot of cross-referencing.
Oh.
Yeah, they do that. Of course.
Thankful for the references to the cross.
Right. And Nick, I gave you this one earlier. I hope you've been studying. You know, why doesn't the Bible have an about the author page? You know, most books have a great big, wonderful, maybe on the back cover about the author. Do you know that, Dr. Carson? Why don't they have that? You've had all show to think about it.
I'm clueless here.
Because it was written by a... you have a thought. Go ahead.
A thought. It's kind of, so my thought about it is that there has been so many people that have written the Bible over so many period of time. It's kind of impossible to put like every single person that I've written every single
That's a very logical answer, but it's not very funny, Nick.
I was just thinking 40
different writers over 1,600 years.
Yeah. That's
good,
not funny either, Dr. Carson.
That's not the funny answer here.
I'm sorry.
You'll like this, Nick. You will.
All right.
It was written by a holy ghostwriter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah. I really do like this one, okay? I've just started to read the Bible in Braille, right? And from what I understand, something good is going to happen. I can feel it. But I really didn't see it coming.
You didn't see it coming!
No. So, of course, we'd have a joke for you to call in and win. And we also have... a Cameron in Virginia. He has a dad joke. I am so excited. Cameron, stay with us. We're going to take your dad joke coming out of the break. Maybe you've got a joke or one of those wonderful testimonies like Rachel had. We would love to hear from you. 866-348-7884. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today, we're having so much fun talking about, right, your Bible plan for 2024. You know, how did you fall in love with the Word and all that kind of read the Word kind of stuff. And we're into my dad jokes and very exciting because I have two dad joke callers today. And so first off, we have Cameron is in Virginia. So Cameron, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon, Cameron.
How are y'all doing?
We're excited. We're excited. If anybody can be excited about a dad joke, you've got the guy.
There we go. Well, look, I got a real blessing from the Lord. One of those advertisements said to forget the past, and I completely forgot what I called about. So, let me say that hopefully the Lord blesses y'all this year.
He will.
Thank you.
And he'll bless
you. He does
too.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all keep doing what you're doing. Very thankful for the outreach.
We are, you know, since you called in with the dad joke that you've forgot, but it's okay. I've got one for you.
Yeah.
So, and you might have the answer right off the top of your head, so we want you to win. So by reading the Bible, you discover what happened to all the gods of the Philistines. You know what happened to those guys? All the gods of the Philistines. You know what happened to them? You can do it, Cameron. Nobody's ever guessed
my
wrong.
My brain is terrible after a whole day.
Oh, you're good. Whatever your answer is, nobody has ever gotten a wrong answer in the history of a Robbie show.
And I would think once we hear the answer, we'll never forget it.
Come on, Cameron. You can come up with something. What do you think happened to them gods?
Oh, let's say falsified deities.
I thought they fell on their face, but
that's
Robbie,
pretty close. And
Robbie,
I think you're both exactly right. Just saying, but what really happened is they gone. Oh.
that's one of those you won't forget. Now
you might remember the God.
Now,
yeah,
they gone.
Well, you be blessed, Cameron. Thank you so much for calling in today, and you have a great day. When you remember that joke,
Happy New Year, sir.
Call and share it with us.
Guys,
okay,
y'all have a great day as well.
Thank you. God bless. So glad you called. All right. How about you? You call us 866-348-7884. We got Timothy is in Charlotte. Timothy, you're on Truth Talk Live. I'm very excited to hear your joke.
Hey, yeah, I'm very, very excited to share it. This is a word from God.
All right.
So I actually have two. I'm going to roll right through them.
I'll go
so
for it.
There's two things that I could never in my whole life figure out about the Bible. Number one is, how in the world did Jesus and 12 disciples fit in one accord?
That's a good one.
The second, do you know that the Bible promises three ladies that will stalk you forever?
Wow.
Shirley,
goodness,
all the days of your life.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure that that's an accord. You know, they made a station wagon for a period of time.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know.
The Honda Accord XLT.
Yeah, there you go. I used to work for Honda, and we had, you know, that station wagon, but it would be a tight squeeze, kind of like a clown car, you know. But I like it. It's very good. Excellent stuff, Timothy. We appreciate you calling very much. What's your Bible plan for 2024, by the way, since I got you?
Well, I don't have a solidified plan right now, but thankfully we in my office, so following along with that. And I'm in seminary right now at Liberty. So,
oh, are you really? Well, Dr.
Well, how about that? I'm a graduate of Liberty, and you're going to be watching Liberty on Monday? As they play
probably.
Oregon?
My wife and I are both Liberty students. We're not much into sports, but we may tune in.
Oh, well, they're out there representing the Lord, and that's going to be part
Absolutely.
Of it. So, but I love that you're part of Liberty.
I know. Dr. Carson worked for Liberty for a few years, too.
Yeah, well, and the Bible does say, I will walk at liberty. That's in Psalms 119, 45.
You're right. For I keep thy precepts, right?
Yes.
If you keep the precepts, then you can walk at liberty. So have you been keeping your precepts, Timothy? There you go. You get to keep walking. Thank you, Timothy. God bless you. Have a great new year. God bless. So... yeah, that's pretty cool. I've never heard that one. You've saved that dad joke for just now.
Yeah.
Didn't you think that was excellent about, you know, walking at liberty?
I will walk at liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you may know this, but just a little Bible, you know, tidbit. The word Rahab?
Yes.
It's the word liberty.
I did not know that. I always learn something from you. That's why people need to listen to you, Robbie. They'll learn things that they've never known before.
So when it says, actually in Psalm 119, it says, I'm going to walk in Rahab.
I'm going to walk in Rahab.
That's exactly what you're going to do, because it's wide and it's broad, because when you are walking with Jesus, right? And like it said earlier in the Dalit section, it said, I'll run in the path of your commandments when thou enlarge my heart, right?
Yeah.
And it's the same idea, is that when you are running with him, you can go anywhere you want to go.
Yeah. Well, Proverbs talks about how the road gets brighter when you're walking in righteousness.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about stumbling. You don't have to worry about falling.
And so I know you're thinking, I need to know more about Date the Word. Like, if you've listened to Dr. Carson and you've heard, like, you can get your Bible verse for your birthday, very cool,
yeah,
and all sorts of stuff, but you have a new app.
We have an app, and it's in the Apple App Store, Date the Word, and you can go there, and any date, you can find Bible verses that connect to it. Your birthday is 10:30, so we go with Proverbs 10:30, we go with Mark 10:30. You would see all of those right in that Bible app, and we encourage listeners, download the app. It's free, and then you're getting God's Word, and it could be one of the ways for the new year of getting God's Word into your life.
Now, I've given Dr. Carson this, but I don't think he's completely absorbed it yet, Nick. I'm trying, okay? But to me, when you say Date the Word, okay,
right,
I get to get the picture, okay? Because everybody needs a hot date, okay? I'm just saying.
Right, a hot date with God.
Okay, and the Word is Jesus, according to John, right?
Right.
And the beginning was the Word.
Yep.
And so when you date the Word, it's like dating Jesus, right?
Yep.
And so you can't forget the name of this app. It's like you go date
the Word.
And actually, since I know the way he does this, like, man, like, what an opportunity. You know somebody, they've got a number on their jersey.
Yes.
And you can go get the Bible verse based on the Date the Word app that's on their jersey, and then you can give them that. Here, I got this for you for New Year's. That your Bible verse for this, for your jersey, is this, or for the date of your birthday, or some other number that's out there that you may know that's significant to them. You know, maybe you know their Social Security number. So, you know, the last four of your Social Security number, no, I was kidding. But
I'm not sure I'll have a verse for that one.
Yes, you would.
No, I'm not sure.
I won't tell you the last, but let's just say the last four of my, which is not what it is, let's just say it's 1413. So it's 1413. I bet you got a verse.
I don't. Okay, maybe John 14:13.
Oh,
there
I knew you
go.
Would. Okay.
John 14:13. Hey, my grandson's here.
Oh, he knows one.
And I bet he knows a Bible verse for us.
And he's only five. So let's see what Logan has. Logan, step up to the mic here.
Logan, what is your favorite Bible verse?
He's a little shy, but you're going to do it. Go ahead, Logan. Don't worry about the headphones. Worry about the microphone.
Right in that microphone.
Here he goes. Go ahead, Logan. Well, he's shy. Who wouldn't be at five? It's hard. It's hard.
What's that Philippians verse? Tell people what they need to do as they go into the new year.
It's a perfect one, right?
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
He said it twice.
He said it. That we're supposed to be rejoicing. And that's what the new year ought to be for all of us as we go into it. It's a time of rejoicing.
It really is.
And if you're in the Word, it's going to fill your soul. And it's going to bring about great rejoicing. Because again, Jeremiah 15:16, your word was found and I did eat it. And it became the joy to my soul. I began to rejoice in my soul. So I hope all of our listeners right now, you are getting in a plan to get into God's Word for 2024.
With all your heart, right? Because this is where you meet with God in your heart. And so when you look at a Bible verse or a piece of scripture or even a chapter, right? The idea is that this, you're going to meet with God in your heart. And so what does that feel like, that verse? Mm. It feels differently in your heart than it does in your mind. And so as you dig into your heart, often comes, you know, that experience, you know, that Rachel so clearly illustrated, right?
Mm-hmm.
That all of a sudden the light comes on,
yeah,
and that's called wisdom. And it's like, aha,
Well, the disciples on the road to Emmaus.
Right, said, right.
Said their hearts just burned. We won't have heartburn with Jesus.
There you go. If you have a really fun New Year's party with the Bible, you could get heartburn.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, Dr. Carson, you know, what a joy to have you on again. Date the Word, datetheword.com, and Date the Word app at the Apple App Store, whatever that may look like.
Because they'll be able to sign up for that daily devotional if they
and
go to
all
that
of you
app.
Guys that called in this week, we're so grateful for all of you listening. Those that called in, God bless you. Happy New Year.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.